This semester, I think, is much tougher than the last semester because a lot of work to do, and the schedule is very tight for this semester. Yeah.
Did you take many courses?
No, not about the courses because you have a lot of project to do with the advisor, so and a lot of meetings to attend, so the schedule very tight.
I see. So you told me that you have many projects going on.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about one of those projects?
So, for one of them, we are now doing the modeling system in the North Shore base of Nassau County to detect the nitrogen pollution there. So to help increase the water quality and try to solve the health problems there.
Then what about your teaching assignment this semester?
Yeah, I have two teaching assignments this semester. One is for the air pollution and its control. One is for the introduction to ocean physics. So actually two courses in one semester, and in the two courses there are about 50 students totally.
Combining those two
Yeah.
courses. Is it common for one graduate student to have two TA assignments?
No, that's because there's not enough students for one courses. So this is you need to take two of them because to meet the requirement. I don't know.
All right, then can you tell me about one of the courses, air pollution? What did your students learn in that course?
Or for the air pollution and its control, they are learning some basic knowledge on the atmosphere, like its structure, and its structure and its chemical component, and also the light from the sun, how it goes through the atmosphere and reach our land, and how does the chemical pollutions created, and how does the this po this pollu pollutions affect our health.
Then what was your assignment in that course? Did you have to teach in front of students?
Sometimes it depends on the professor. If he was lazy, he wants me to teach the class and to help explain the homework.
How much time did you think you spent in teaching?
In teaching, from preparation and for the lecture, maybe it takes 10 hours a week, maybe.
10 hours a week?
Yeah.
Actually teaching?
Oh, I mean the from the prepare and
Oh, for the whole teaching assignment. What about like teaching actually in front of the class?
Teaching. If only for the homework, it may take about 20 to 30 minutes, but for a lecture, it may take a whole class session.
How
For
often?
how often? Not very often. Maybe I teach about 3 times this semester.
And how did you find like communicating or speaking in front of the students?
Oh, sometimes it's. I feel nervous, you know, especially the first time. And after sometimes you feel relaxed and don't feel so tension. And sometimes I can't really understand the students' question because they are speaking a little fast for me.
Then what did you do in that cases, those
I would
cases?
let them say it again and listen very carefully.
All right, that's good. Okay. And did you also have office hours?
Yeah.
Did you have many students coming?
No. Sometimes they only contact me via email or just ask me in the class. They seldom come to the office hours.
And have you attended any academic conferences this semester?
No. You mean go out for academic conference?
Presentations, posters.
No. I let my advisor do these things.
Oh, okay, that's cool. We need some time before that. Right, then what are your plans for this summer break?
Summer break, first I may go back to China for a while to renew my visa and then come back for the lab research.
Do you have to come back for that?
Yeah, we have signed the assignment for the lab research this summer.
That'll be fun though, without taking classes.
But you know, lab research is more difficult than taking classes.
But isn't it like more interesting at least?
Not at all. You have to, you know, for the lab research, you are looking at the computer and coding and the modeling for the such thing like that. So it's boring. And like if you have been coding for a month, and when you debug the code, you found that there are lots of problems, and actually you are wasting time for a month. Something like that.
And will you be working as a TA next semester too?
No, maybe next semester is RA.
So no TA anymore in the future?
I think no, because my advisor is very rich.